Burma may be going nuclear. Christians are concerned. A Bible ministry is celebrating a milestone in South America, and God's Word is available free to anyone in the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
Burma is developing weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons.
That's President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein. Coupled with a massive conventional weapons buildup, Klein is concerned for the Karen and other tribal people who oppose the hardline government. He says there could be a
huge genocide before the election in October, that they're going to slaughter a whole bunch more people. You know, they already have been killing so many of the Karen, and more of the tribals are being killed now. And I'm just concerned that there's going to be millions of people slaughtered, and is the world just going to ignore it and act like it's not our problem?
VBB is helping the refugees in Thailand, but now they need 20,000 Bibles.
The people have lost all confidence in their government. Even people are turning away from Buddhism. They're looking for hope, and they're turning to Jesus Christ. There are some Bibles getting in the country. They said there's tremendous need for more scriptures because people are open to the gospel now.
Tomorrow, part three in our series. Meanwhile, according to Compass Direct News, the number of Christians deported from Morocco since March has now reached 128. Open Doors' Carl Muller explains.
Extremists in Morocco are accusing these Christians of a crime called proselytism, which basically means sharing their faith with people who are Muslim.
As a result, some expatriates who have lived in Morocco for years or who are married to Moroccans have been deported. In response, the U.S. Congress has taken a stand.
The Human Rights Commission of the U.S. Congress and particularly Representative Frank Wolf have been holding hearings and actually using the power that they have to discuss even withholding financial aid from Morocco in response to these illegal deportations as we see them.
The persecution won't stop the estimated 1,000 Christians left in Morocco from sharing their faith. Still, help is needed. Go to our website to urge your local representative to help bring justice in Morocco. You're listening to Mission Network News. Biblica continued their celebration of their 200 years in ministry, commemorating their Latin American ministry in Colombia. Biblica's Esteban Fernandez says they have even more to celebrate.
We are celebrating this year the 200th anniversary of Biblica and the 10th anniversary of the Nueva Versión Internacional.
Iglesia Casa Sobre la Roca, or House on the Rock Church, was one of the first in Latin America to adopt the Spanish translation. Additionally, they held a leadership seminar.
Mr. Kit Danby presented the renewed vision and the future for Biblica in the world. Also, Dr. Luciano Jaramillo spoke about the importance of the word in any kind of kingdom ministry. We cannot put the word aside in any of our efforts in spreading the good news.
Also, the rejoicing as Fernandez became the new president of Biblica Latin America. Pray for the ministry as they enter this new season. Meanwhile, some of Uganda's neediest children are finding refuge, education, and hope as they perform the traditional rhythmic dances and songs of Africa. 10 sponsored kids make up Child Care Worldwide's 2010-2011 Ugandan Orphans Choir, which begins touring the U.S. East Coast today. Child Care Worldwide delivered these kids from poverty and then shared Christ's love with them. The choir is now sharing this message with their audiences. And missionaries can't get into some areas of the world, but now the Word of God can. Faith Comes by Hearing is now offering free audio Bible podcasts in over 400 languages. This means anyone across the globe with access to the Internet can hear God's Word, and likely in their own language. Podcasts are downloadable from iTunes and 10 other podcast directories. Visit our website for more information. Mission Network News is a news service supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes by Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. To get your free dramatized New Testament, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org, a service of Cornerstone University Radio. I'm Greg Yoder.